The Gemara in today's daf, as in so many different daf and shas, discussed the sugya of Kedusha Rishayna Kitchel L'Shaita V'Kitchel L'Asad Lavoi, or Kedusha Rishayna Kitchel L'Shaita V'Loi Kitchel L'Asad Lavoi. In fact, one of the big takeaways from Makis Daf Yutes is that it was clear in the Gemara that Rabbi Shmuel, he was the Tana of the Braisa on Yutes Amar Aleph, was of the opinion that as it relates to the Kedusha V'Eretz Yisrael, the Inyan Trumas of Maestris, Kedusha Rishonos Kitchel L'Shaita V'Kitchel L'Asad Lavoi. Yet, as it relates to Kedushas Yerushalayim and Kedushas Beis HaMikdash, could you bring karbanos? Does Ma'aseh Sheni have a din of Lefnei Hashem L'Kech that you can eat a bismanas in Yerushalayim? Bekar, Bekurim, etc. They already was Mesopek. So it was poshut to him that Kedusha Rishonos Kitchel L'Shaita V'Kitchel L'Asad Lavoi as it relates to Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. It was very not poshut to him as it relates to the same Shiloh, Kedusha Rishayna Kitchel Shaita V'Kitchel L'Asad Lavoi, with regards to Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash. In other words, you see from the sugya, it could be mechalek between Kedusha Eretz Yisrael, Inyan Trumas and Maestros, and Kedusha Yerushalayim and Beis HaMikdash, with regards to bringing karbonis and all the halachas of the kachin. The truth is, it's Yodua, the Rambam Shita, as it relates to these Shilohs in Perek Vav and Hilchos Beis HaBchira, is to be mechalek. The Rambam Shita, the Vilt Shita, with the Hei idea of Lamaisa, when it comes to understanding Kedusha Eretz Yisrael b'zman hazeh, is to be mechalik. It's to make this distinction between Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash. Stating that, the Rambam's psak is just the opposite from our sugya. The Rambam paskins Lamaisa, Kedusha Rishayna Kitchel L'Shaita V'loi Kitchel L'Asa Lavai. Eretz Yisrael does not have Kedusha b'zman hazeh midai raisa as it relates to Chumas u'maisras, stating that as it relates to Kedushas Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash, the Rambam says that is Kitchel L'Asad Lavoi. And the Rambam has a whole shtickle Torah. V'lama ani yoyim Rebbe Mikdash v'Yerushalayim sh'kedusha rishayim Kitchel L'Asad Lavoi. U'b'kedusha shar Eretz Yisrael din yitzvi yisum ha'isk yitzvi 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 as opposed to Kedusha Eretz Yisrael, that got its Kedusha from another source, and that Kedusha is bottle. But the Rambam Shita is to make this distinction, but 180 degrees. Mamish in the reverse. If you take a look at the Ravid's already masik on the Rambam. You go through the Noisa Kalim. But this Gemara that we learned, again, it wasn't the Cheshman of the Gemara, but the Hanacha that was Mavur in the Gemara, that Kedusha Rishayin, the Kitchel L'Shaita, the Kitchel L'Asalavai, as it relates to Eretz Yisrael, Abeloi Kitchel L'Asalavai, as it relates to Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash, that already is the Shitas HaRambam to be Mechalik. The Rambam God is Mechalik Fakert, and if you go through all the Noisa Kalim, they work through our Sugya and all the different Sugyas, but this is a big Indian as it relates to understanding Kedusha Rishayin, the Kitchel L'Shaita, the Kitchel L'Asalavai. But here's the Ha'ara. And that is, we've mentioned many times over the years that the Chasam Sofer, in his Tshuvas, Yerideya Reish Lamed Gimel and Yerideya Reish Lamed Dalet, he talked about Eretz Yisrael Bezman Hazeh. And the Chasam Sofer said that it's poshet, that Eretz Yisrael Bezman Hazeh, as in today, in Tavshin Pehe, has a tremendous milo over all the other lands in the entire world. And the Chasam Sofer says that even though we know there's a machloik is Rambam Ravid and a big tumult in the Rishonim and a big tumult in Shas where the Kedusha Rishonim the Kitchel L'Shaita the Kitchel L'Asalavai and Loi Kitchel L'Asalavai and what about Eretz Yisrael and what about the Beis HaMikdash, right? Could I go in the Harabayis Bezman Hazeh? Could you bring Karbanis Bezman Hazeh? Karban Pesach, Dvarim Atikin V'Yudut. Even though this is a huge tumult, and there's some Rishonim that hold that if you go on the Harbayis Bezman Hazeh, Chayv Karis. And there's other Rishonim that hold, not, right? We know all this, right? This is Dvarim Atikin if there's ever been. But says the Chasam Sofer, it has nothing to do with this Indian. Whether there's Kedusha or not Kedusha, that's a Sugya in Hilchos Trumas HaMaisris. That's a Sugya in Bikurim and Maisa Sheni, like in today's daf. That's Negeya, fun raid when you're learning Kachem, right? It has nothing to do with the crux of the Shaila. Eretz Yisrael Bezman Hazeh, says the Hilchos Chasam Sofer, there's no question in the world, has tremendous milas over every other place in the world. Just read two excerpts from the Chasam Sofer. First one is from Tshuva Reish Lamed Gimel. He writes as follows. He says that the Mishnah says in Masechtas Ksubas, Taf Kuf Yud Amid Beis, Hakol Milo in Yerushalayim, right? A man can force his wife to go to Eretz Yisrael, and even if they're living in Eretz Yisrael, he can force his wife to move from the suburbs into Yerushalayim. Says the Chasam Sofer, Mishom Yavin. From that sugya, it's very obvious to extract the Chol Masha Amru, the Kedusha Sam Mokim HaMikdash Loi Batal, V'Achoinim Soviv Mikorim Mikudoshim Tveh. says Azai. So he says, and as it relates to this, like kivanti le'inyukim amitzvus akluim ba'aretz abimikdash. I'm not talking about kiyum amitzvus akluim ba'aretz abibes hamikdash, because that's already a whole different inyan. Then become makam al kaponim, regardless of what your stance is in these sugyas, kedushas beis alikim v'zeh shara shamayim loy batal v'loy yispatal ke'enanu oiskim em chayiv karus anichnas l'arbayis bizman hazeh oiloy ki may ichbas lombozeh, right? We're not doing that anyway, so what difference does it make? Aval ikiru b'mash b'makam har meriyah hu shara shamayim. The ikkar is that the Hara Meiria, where the Kaisel is today, that is the Shara Shamayim. That is the entranceway to the heavens. Achelozen is chavin marik b'tshuva sha'avi lamata. V'terem niskadish ha'aretz. Before Eretz Yisrael even got Kedusha. Al yidei Yoshua v'Ezra. Right, when did Eretz Yisrael get Kedusha? The sugis of Kedusha Rishayna. What's Kedusha Rishayna? Shubinot. What's Kedusha Shni? It's Ezra. V'terem niskadish ha'aretz al yidei Yeshua v'Ezra. Kvar ekrivu sham adam arishayin. V'noyach. V'nekod Yitzchak. V'cholam Yaakov Sulam. V'shuv nelam. Achaheir Hashem einayim b'imei David melech olav v'shalom. Right? There's nothing to do with that. So you find that even before Eretz Yisrael got Kedusha, Adam Arishayim brought his carbon there. Noyach brought his carbon there. Cain and Hevel brought their carbon. Why would they bring their carbonus there? It's before Kedusha Rishayim, the Kitchel, the Shaita, the Kitchel, Asalavai. Says the Chassam Sofer, it's obvious that that Mokum has a Maila. It has a Maila even without the Sugi of Kedusha Rishayim. Right? There's no reason that today the Mokum HaMikdash should have less Mailas than it had in the times of Adam Arishayim, in the times of Noyach. Where was that Keter? It was on the Hara Meiria. So why should that? I mean, you want to tell me it's not what it was when there was a Beis HaMikdash, because Kedusha Rishayim, Kitchel Lashayit, like Kitchel Lashayit, I hear that, you can clear. So the Chassam Sofer. But it can't be worse than it was before Yeshua Benun gave it Kedusha. It can't be worse than it was before that. So good, I'll kopon him. That Maila, for sure it should have. Read another excerpt. This is from Tshuva Reish Lamed Dalet. Fine l'chayre mashma loy mishum mitzvahs atluim ba'aretz v'yushalayim koifin. This Indian of koifin and that sugi in the end of ksubas has nothing to do with the mitzvahs atluim ba'aretz. Ela mishum kedushas atzma v'chaladar b'chutz la'aretz toimi k'misha en loy loyka. It's related more to that Indian. And then he goes and he brings from a Tashbitz, that the Tashbitz already said this. And then he said as follows. Even then you see it had all these gevaldig gemailas. So Yerushalayim and Eretz Yisrael, they have milus regardless of Kedusha Rishayna. Again, the Raya of Chassam Sofer is gewaldig, because even Kedusha Rishayna first came about in the times of Yeshua Benon. V'aknani v'aprizi oz ba'aretz, right? Al zeh anu danin right now. That's what's going on. And that kufa, you see, Eretz Yisrael has tremendous milus. So if Eretz Yisrael had tremendous milus during those times, why should Eretz Yisrael today be any different than that? Like, this gets far plunted sometimes, but this is very clear. Kedusha, yeah, nah, I hear it. This is all gewaldig. Tzviyarish Kalasher, all that rain. Look, why should Eretz Yisrael have less Kedusha than it did in the times of Avraham Avinu? That's what the Chassam Sofer is saying. That's his Ikar Nekuta. And then he brings from the Chesed Avraham, he brings some Kabbalah, and he explains it a little bit more, but the bottom line is, that's Be'erich, what's going on over there. So I'll just tell you one additional Marim. We've mentioned this Chassam Sofer a few times, but just one Marim Makim Chadasha that I saw recently, and this was in the Sefer Ha'aretz Asher Areka. So the Mechab of Aretz Asher Areka is Reb Shneur Burton, and he wrote a Sefer that's very, very Kaleya, all things related to Eretz Yisrael, and he mamish goes through the Indian, mamish from understanding mitzvah sish of Eretz Yisrael to the Shalosh Shvuas, and mamish, he goes through the whole Indian. Amevin Yavin, Ayin Shom. It's a Sefer that really goes through this Indian very, very stark. So Toich Dvarov, he brings a letter that was written by the Minsk Gadol, the Ur Gadol, right? So the Minsk Gadol, who in little lore was, you know, from the great Iluyim in the times of Reb Chaim and the Netziv and Reb Schachanan, right? He was one of the Gedoyle, Gedoyle, Gedoyle Oilam. So this is in a letter that was printed in a Sinai journal. And he was talking about Eretz Yisrael. So he said as follows. He said, Devada Yeshivas Eretz Yisrael mitzvahi af bizman hazeh. Now it's Yidua that this machloik is Rambam and Ramban. Where there's a mitzvah Yishev Eretz Yisrael, there's no mitzvah Yishev Eretz Yisrael. Right? Rambam's not moina anywhere mitzvah Yishev Eretz Yisrael, and the Ramban is Ashmatas Oes and says, when he goes through the list of all the mitzvahs that he believes the Rambam left out, so he mentions Yishev Eretz Yisrael and the Ramban is Pirush HaLatayrah, and it goes down in history as a machloik is Rambam Ramban. Whether there's a mitzvah of Yishev Eretz Yisrael or there's no mitzvah of Yishev Eretz Yisrael. So he says as follows: the vada yeshivas eretz yisrael mitzvah af bezman hazeh. Vine haramban heviyas sefri vatoisefto. Valleim boni yisoidai limnoi says yeshivas eretz yisrael mitzvah ben kol tayag mitzvahs. Vehiskim ledvarav harashbitz besifrei zoy rakia. Skipping. Vav sharambam leimana b'minyan mitzvahs. Even though the Rambam himself didn't count yeshiv eretz yisrael as one of the mitzvahs, v'nira ledaita she'ena mitzvah min ha'Torah. And it sounds like the Rambam probably held that there's no mitzvah to leave in eretz yisrael. B'cholze. Said the Minsker Gadol, Afle Daitai Mitzvah Gedolah V'Rabbi. It's poshut that even according to him, it's a Mitzvah Gedolah. Sharei V'Perik came in Hilchas Melachim, Hevi L'chol Hanidinim. Because the Rambam, even though he never counted it as a Mitzvah, but in Perik in Hilchas Melachim, he brings a whole bunch of halachas. Also, Lotzis Meretz Yisrael, L'chutz Loretz, V'shatoiv Lodav Eretz Yisrael, Af Irshiru Ba'akum, Michutz Loretz Beruba Yisrael, U'me'ayin Ha'mokr L'chol Leila. Imloish. She mitzvah kfuah bechazokin. There must be some mitzvah, said the mitzvah gadol. She said as follows. V'nira. She'ef shaloymer. She'af ledasa Rambam he mitzvah min ha-Torah. That even according to the Rambam, it's a mitzvah min ha-Torah. He's going to say a big yisoid now. Ela dela beferish itmar, ela bechlol. However, it's not a mitzvah that's mefurish in the Torah. It's a mitzvah that I know miklola. Kloymer. Mimashe ro'inu. She'ho elyoin meireishas. One more time. Shoha Elyon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Meireishis from the beginning of time. Meis Ashenigla from when he revealed himself, L'Rishoyna, for the first time, L'Tzur Machtzavteinu, right, to the founder of our religion, Avram Avinu Al Vashal. So what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell Avram Avinu the first time he revealed himself? So if you're holding with the Chumash here, this is not a trick question. V'yivchor boy, ubanu zariach lam skulasai. Kavaloi tekev, what was the first thing he said? Lech lecha me'artzecha umimayladitcha mi'beis avicha ela oretz nasher areka. That was the first thing he told him. And he goes, v'ayte, ubechol amira. Ubechol dibor meitay l'Avram Avinu olav ha'shalom loy mosh zichra mipiv. Go through the psukim. Every single time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to Avram Avinu, what is he talking to him about? He's talking to him about Eretz Yisrael. That's mamish all he's talking to him about, right? Let's chazal this. We're going through these psukim right now, right? The first pasuk in Lech Lecha. It's the first time Hashem talks to Avram Avinu. What's the second time? It's pasuk Zayin. After Avram Avinu enters the land, he comes to Shechem. Vayera Hashem el Avram vayomer lezarache etein es haaretz azois. Right, vayiven sham mizbeach Hashem. The third time HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to Avram is after Lloyd separated. Vashem omer el Avram achrei yiparod Lloyd meimoy son no einech urei men amokim ashatosham tzofoyne venegma vekeidma viyama. Tomorrow, Mietz Hashem, in Chumash, we're going to learn the parasha, the Prizbein Absarim. It's all about Eretz Yisrael. The next time HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to Avram Avinu, which is at the end of the parasha, so he gives him the mitzvah of Mila. And what does he tell him? That there's a bris. Vakimoisi has bris, right? Mila's a bris. Beinu veinecho vein zarach acharech l'deirois from the bris oilom. Lias l'chol l'kim l'zarach acharech v'nasati l'chol zarach acharech as Eretz migurecho. As Eretz kenad l'achuzas oilom. V'yisi lo'em l'kim. Every single time HaKadosh Baruch Hu talks to Avram Avinu, lo'y mosh zichra mipiv. He doesn't stop talking about this land. V'chein gam l'yitzchak. The Yaakov, ukemat shebaz zichra bechol parshiyas atayro mitzvayseh, ubechol pan. Every single time it's mentioned, loizaz milafara, umilachavava, umilaroimam erka bechol leshoyne shalchiba karaisa. Va'anchei skulas asheruach Hashem. And just look at the way all the Rishonim used to refer to Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Chemda, Eretz HaKodesh, Eretz Tzvi, Eretz HaChayim, Yefei Noif, Michlal Yoifi, Nachlas Hashem, Mikol Eila Advarim, Nira V'Nigla Eileinu Ba'ol, Shechofetz Hashem Atoy V'Ritzoy Nahush Anachnu Amoy, B'Yoseinu Ruyim, Nifcha V'Nikva Lonu, Esa Oretz HaKodesh V'Nifchar Al-Zul HaMokam Shefteinu, V'Shira Be'in of Tzeyseinu Misham, Im Kein, Eif, even though it's true the Eibishter never was commanded us specifically, but it's so obvious from the Pesukim that this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. If we consider ourselves children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have to get the not such subtle hint. And that is, Lehishtadel b'chol yuchalteinu, l'malei schefzoi, u'leshtamer b'chol ha'efshari, misnagel urtzoinoi. V'arezu mitzvah k'chol mitzvah satoiro, kiven shanu yoydim baru shezeo chavitz Hashem. What's a mitzvah, said the mitzvah, Minsk Gadol? A mitzvah is the Eibishter wants you to do this. You know the Eibishter wants you to go to Eretz Yisrael. Aye, the Rambam wasn't minded as a mitzvah, so then already he gets falamed of it. Elosh, that's a Rambam zal. Kimich loy ba let sivim lefurish mipi Hashem. Eino nichneses lemini taryag avshi mitzvah shaltei. By the way, if you go through the shroshim to the Rambam sefer mitzvah, the Rambam I think has 14 shroshim. 14 shroshim where he tells Avek what is a mitzvah, what's not a mitzvah. Not everything that's a mitzvah falls into the category of taryag mitzvahs. But you want to know if the Eibishter wants you in Eretz Yisrael? It says the Minsk Gadol. Right, just go back to Parshas Lech Lecha. That's where it all begins. Right, the story of Parshas Lech Lecha is the story of Eretz Yisrael. Elo Eretz Hashem, the whole Lech Lecha is Eretz Yisrael. I mean, we're only halfway through the entire Parsha. You can call it Parshas Eretz Yisrael for the same price. That's mamish what's going on. And the Minsk Gadol, he was bemoaning the fact that for some reason not everybody saw it that way. You know, it's interesting. One of the Marmakoimus that Reb Schneir brings is Reb Yaakov Emden, and this is in his Akdama to his Siddur Yaivitz. So also he has pages where he talks about the Maila of Eretz Yisrael b'zman hazeh. It's actually interesting. The context of where is it coming to his Siddur, because he's talking about when you daven, you have to face Mizrach. So you're not facing Mizrach. What are you doing? You're facing Yerushalayim. You're facing the Mokka Bamikdash. Right, we call it Mizrach, and as a result, we forget. Right, where's Mizrach? Not where's Mizrach? Where's Shara Shamayim? That's really what's going on. And he talks about that, and he has a whole lumdis that if a person doesn't in his mind really want to be in Eretz Yisrael, Mizrach doesn't work. This is what he says. This is a big chiddush. Ayin Shom, it's actually fascinating. If you have the classic Siddur Yaivitz, it's in Chelek Aleph, it starts on page Mem Gimel, Ayin Shom. It's pages long. But Toich Dvarav, one of the lines he says, Ube'emesi Tmiya. Kayemis al Yisrael Kedoshim. Bechol mokim he mechmiru al atzman bekama diktuke mitzvois. Shechsiku behem. Medakta brem bi yoyser. Mefazrim mamin rav. Vetorchim ma'oid lekaimam beshleimus o'avshari. Umadua mezalzin umes atzman be mitzvah chaviv azois yosi chakala terat luyubai. This is Rabbi Yaakov Emden wrote. But either way, again, this is all one and the same minion. I think this is related to today's daf. Ketush v'yashayna kitchel l'shaita v'kitchel l'azalava yishtikol. Very much related to what's going on in the Chumashurim right now. Lech Lecha, El Aretz, Hashem Arecha. There's no question Eretz Yisrael has Kedusha B'zman Hazeh. Someone goes on the Harabais, he chayv Karis. Could you bring a carbon Pesach B'zman Hazeh? These are all academic shailas, right? But in terms of Eretz Yisrael having Kedusha, in terms of Yerushalayim being the Shara Shamayim, says the Chassam Sofer, there's no argument to be made that Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim and the Makom HaMikdash should have less Kedusha today than it did in Parshas Lech Lecha. And you see what it was in Parshas Lech Lecha. You see that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu, Lech Lecha L'Aretz Asher Arecha, he went straight to Eretz Canaan, Zokter Ramban, because he understood, I don't know where the Eibishter wants me to go, but I know Eretz Canaan is the place to be. And as a result, that's where I'm going to go. And like the Rambam says, all the Kadmonim, when they brought their Karbonis, they were bringing a Davka in that Makom. That Maila, that chshivas, forget all the churbanas and all the tzaras we've been to. It's loy gara from where it was in the beginning of time. That's for sure. Says Shara Shamayim, and it chaps nafkeminas lalacha. The Chassam Sofer says hakol mailon that mission then the ksubas. That's true even bezman hazeh. Based on this idea, again, will be makatze b'mokum she'ef shalaharich. An idea that, of course, we'll revisit be'ezra Hashem. Hopefully in Rishalayim, in Hakodesh. B'meir b'yameinu amen.